So what is this ComFest you hear about? Well, here we are. This is the JBC with a preview of ComFest 2023, and this was edited from the DJBC Happy Hour Show 463 Gateway 23 Summer (). I wish you more jazz (). Take a listen. ComFest is here. Welcome to the ComFest edition of the DJBC Happy Hour put together on WCRS-FM by WCRS-FM, which if you read the ComFest guide this year at Goodale Park this weekend, look to page 37, because, to quote Ann Fisher and Kelsey Webb, you'll never know what you'll hear on WCRS-FM. The DJBC Happy Hour is living proof. And the 98.3 transmitter relocation has been postponed till later in the summer. So stay tuned for that on social media at WCRSLPFM. But what is this ComFest you hear about? And is it for everyone? Well, it should be, but I get it. It's not everyone's cup of tea. It really isn't. But if it weren't for ComFest, you'd be hearing dead air right now. Remember, no dead air! No dead air! Which is why you hear 30 minutes of birds chirping and raccoons having a late night rave in your crawl space, because there is dead air. Remember, no dead air! We do the show as if it were live. And for more on the statement of principles and the mission statement, go to comfest.com. And the program guide is online at comfest.com, all 64 pages in its glory. And they spelled my name wrong on page 19, by the way. Hey, it's Brian with a Y. A Y. Not an I. A Y. But hey, that's okay. We'll let it go by. The basics. You need to know Spread Your Wings Community Festival. Spread Your Wings is the theme. Spread Your Wings sounds like a graduation statement that they give to the graduates as they turn the tassel and start to fend for themselves in society. Spread Your Wings means expand your creativity. And you know, we're taping this segment on Friday night, and I went to Creative Mornings, and the theme this month was Reverie. Not Reveille, Reverie, which is French. Not Reveille, which you can only play with the trumpet. Remember that song by the Andrews Sisters? But anyway, Reverie is about, you can dream. Dream all you want. Where's this Einstein moment? And for the DJBC Happy Hour, this is our 463rd Einstein moment. 463 shows. The last ComFest before COVID, it was our 300th. Okay, 300. We've come up with 163 Einstein moments since our first DJBC on the go at ComFest. We can do it! All right, yeah, we can! You can also find links to musical acts to see, community organizations that will be there. WCRS and WGRN will be there. Evan confirmed it, and if Evan says it's true, it's true. The 2023 logo this year was designed by Danielle, with a Y as well, Dean, on page 48 of your ComFest guide. And the Vandarelli Room in Franklinton hosted the contest back in March. And March 7th, 2024 will be when next year's logo contest will take place. So, you creatives, you can create the 2024 logo. More details can be found at comfest.com. I know, I'm preparing for DJBC on the go, which is next Saturday afternoon. I know. We got the All-Star Jammers, the Electro Cult Circus, Columbus Soul and Salvage, plus the award show. And But what should you check out? What shows should you, what things, what workshops are worth seeing? Well, on Friday, on the Peace and Healing Pavilion, you got our friends from the Free Press having their own salon on a Friday. And then at 4:45, you have Ohioans for Reproductive Freedom. Remember, this ComFest marks 1 year since the Supreme Court reversed Roe versus Wade. They're still fighting. They're still fighting, especially here in Ohio, which is more redder than C.J. Stroud's college jersey. And Friday night headliner at the Bozo stage is Willie Phoenix. Actually, no, it's Zoo Trippin', but Willie's playing at 9. Zoo Trippin's playing after Willie. And then at 6 on the Peace and Healing Pavilion stage, we can't really say the theme. We can't. I wanted to so much, but we can't. And Spark with Megna is back. Hey, Megna. So Megna, I met virtually through Creative Mornings again. And we can't say it. Remember, you can't say that. Because grandma's listening, and I work with a couple of grandmas, and they're listening right now. Drinking their fruity drinks and their,
what was it?
Oh, yeah. Red Bull and cheap vodka from Kroger. And this show is nowhere near safe harbor, so we can't really say what Megna's topic is going to be about, because we're nowhere near safe harbor. Sorry. We have to protect all the virgins in Bexley and Grandview Heights and Franklin Park. But anyway, other things to check out. Live art stage. Saturday, there's a tribute to Waru. Waru, who was a member of the community, both at ComFest and at ComFest's little sister, Hot Times, part of the drum circle, passed away back in the fall. And there's a memorial to her back in April out in the West Side. And of course, Saturday night, the Bozo stage closes down with Columbus's favorite hot band, their flavor of the last year and a half. I've seen them at Hot Times twice. I've seen them at the Northland Unity Festival. I've seen them at the Columbus Arts Festival. I've seen them at the Jazz and Rib Fest. And at 614 Day, my birthday, guess who I saw? The Deal Breakers! Yes, the Deal Breakers! And actually, last year, on the Bozo stage, the Deal Breakers are the headliners on Saturday night at the Bozo stage. Sunday, a friend of the show, political activist with League of Women Voters by day, jazz troubadour by weekend and night, Jen Miller and friends will be at Good Ale stage, wishing us more jazz. There will be also on Sunday at ComFest a tribute to another member of the Columbus music scene who passed away, Kim Crawford. And of course, Make Jazz Not War will be after Jen on the Good Ale stage on Sunday. There's the Poetry Slam! You know, Hot Times isn't the only one with the Poetry Slam. Their big bro, ComFest, has to have one too. And of course, Sean Booker and the art band, Arc with a K, close out ComFest at around the same time, weather permitting. Let's do your rain dance, ComFest! Let's have 3 full days! Remember, the Arts Festival only had 2. Rain dance, people! Rain dance! All right. I'm so excited. But looking at the ComFest guide, page 36, and piggybacking again on page 40, respect the park! Keep ComFest clean and green! Leave Good Ale Park as you found it, with no trash. Let's keep this party going next year. Okay? Otherwise, it'll be like 5 minutes in, Floyd and Mary are walking in, and Mary is telling Floyd, Floyd, get back in the car! Let's go! And Floyd is like, lady, I want to have a good time! She's like, Floyd, get back in the car! Let's get the hell out of here! This place stinks! Come, let me take your children while you're drinking and smoking pot, which you should not be doing! Otherwise, let me call Steve Volkos. Okay. Fly! Get back in the car! Brian Clash is at Good Ale on 4 on Saturday, 4:15 on Saturday. No, I was hoping Brian would be part of my set again this year because he said it well, sung it well. We want justice and we need a lot of it. We need lots of justice in our lives. Again, page 37, the WCRS ad, which is amazing. Oh my goodness, so amazing. Our board, their board is so amazing, of course. And then page 44, you have the healing zones and more about libations. Black token gets you the cheap stuff. The blue tokens. The black tokens gets you the wonderful Columbus Brewing Company beers. the high-end beers. And remember, if you're going to imbibe, have your ID ready! Have your ID ready. Remember, no ID means no beer. We ID, they ID everybody. It doesn't matter if you're 99 years old and you're going to turn 100 in November. You're going to have to bring your ID. Remember, no ID means no beer. 21 means 21. There again, there are three bars, Lincoln, Good Ale, and of course the Bozo Stage. And they mention it over and over again in the guide. No BYOB. Because BYOB equals very, very, very bad for ComFest. It'll jeopardize their liquor license and the thought of coming back for more parties with purposes in future years. So don't be that person who sneaks in some alcohol. Just don't. And even after the party shuts down, there are bars in the Arena District in Short North. Okay, got it? Good. Good. We're done. All right? Yeah. Good. Page 46. Don't forget to hydrate. And water! Wada, wada, wada! Not beer. Wada! Wada, wada! And of course, the street fair is the big part where you have all the food vendors and of course the community organizations such as WCRS, WGRN, Friends of Good Ale Park, Spark with Megna, and a bunch of other stuff. And of course, our wonderful friend whose show airs, one of his shows airs right after this show on WCRS every Monday, as it has for the last 13 years, selling clay and pottery, like he does all across the country. And the honored volunteers this year are Renee Hamilton and Jeff Rosenblum. And congrats to the ComFest grant recipients, Roy G. Biv Gallery in Franklinton, Neighborhood Services, Inc., Access Shakespeare, which is a new initiative of our friends down in the South End in German Village, Actors Theater Columbus, who will be opening up their new show, Sense and Sensibility, based off the Jane Austen joint on Thursday. And Here to Serve, which was an initiative started to help the people of the Here Park Camp down on the south side. And of course, our WCRS's sister station, WGRN, with the Green Education Fund and Franklinton Farms. And of course, Columbus Coalition for the Homeless. This year's ComFest grant recipients. And the ComFest volunteer party is Friday, September 8th from 6 to 11 at, you guessed it, Hot Times. Because there will be hot times in the old town that night. And check out the memoriam section, pages 57 through 60. And a few of our friends passed away, as I mentioned, Waru and Kim Crawford. Plus Is Said, who still has a mural up right there on Taylor Avenue near OSU East, East High School, and the MLK Library. And, of course, Pete Lenzel, Chip Willis, and a couple of friends of the show, Connie Harris and Sarah Edwards. Sarah was actually one of the MCs in 2018 when all the MCs were women 5 years ago in 2018. Every single MC, not a Y chromosome in sight. All of them were women. That was part of the post-Me Too era back then. Of course, page 64. Festival ends at 11 on Friday, 10 on Saturday, 8 on Sunday. When they tell you to leave the park, you leave the park, okay? Respect their authority, okay? All right, ComFest. Friday, June 23rd. Saturday, June 24th. Sunday, June 25th at Good Ale Park. And remember, please celebrate responsibly. This is the party with a purpose. And, of course, DJ BC on the go from noon, 11:30 to about 3:30-ish. Bozo Stage. We're going to make this electrifying. We're not going to bore you guys. We really aren't. And Deshaun Isaac says hi. Well, I don't know where he is now. Florida, I guess. All right. But yeah, that was the ComFest roundup from the DJBC Happy Hour on WCRSLPFM. And the Thursday night playlist has been extended for a few more weeks, at least, who knows. But please celebrate responsibly. I wish you a lot of jazz this weekend, and happy ComFest. And last but not least, since this part right here was added in after it aired on the DJBC Happy Hour, they are not going to be filling mugs going forward. They came up with this idea last year, post-COVID, first festival, first comp fest since COVID. Going forward, moving forward, they are not going to be filling those wonderful mugs, no matter what. It's a health issue, cross-contamination issue. Don't even ask for them to fill your mug. Don't even ask the bartenders to fill your mug. Just don't. Please don't. Suck it up, because that's the new normal of ComFest 2. Oh yeah, celebrate responsibly again. And I wish you a whole lot of jazz, a whole lot of activism, and volunteer, 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 volunteer. And I'll see you Saturday at the Bozo stage.